Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks and looking at the first introduction of the birth and the first advent of the Messiah and how he was, in fact, looked upon as the King Messiah. Israel was under the hand of Rome, and they were looking for a king. They had the right to do so, because the Bible had promised them that for centuries. Since the beginning, since Hannah, they were looking for the King Messiah. And so, chapter 2, the book of Matthew, as he is presented as Israel's king. Now, when Yeshua was born in Bethlehem, Bet is town, Lechem is bread. He was born in the town of the bread. And remember how Jesus said, I am the bread? He was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came Magi, we'll say, which is what the Greek says, from the east to Jerusalem with the first question of the Bible saying, New Testament, where is he that is born King of the Jews? This book introduces Jesus Christ as King and his kingdom. For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. How did they know to worship? How did they know about the star? How did they know a king was coming? And we traced it all the way back to Daniel. And if you want to know about our tracing yesterday, you can go on the archives, and I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and Jerusalem with him. He gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people and demanded of them, where will the Messiah be born? No question about it, he's coming. The Messiah is coming. But wicked Herod thinks he can, because Satan, of course, induced him to think thusly, that he can throw a wrench into the plan of God. And of course, he asks the Jewish scribes and elders, and they know. They know the word, the prophecies. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and Matthew quotes it, of course, and this is the quotation, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. He's coming king. He's coming king, folks, of Israel. Now, he's quoting Micah, the prophet Micah. We'll go back and read it from Micah. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, which art little among the thousands of Judah, you're just a little town. Out of thee shall one come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. One is coming, this Messiah. He's coming to be the king, but he is ancient of days. He's been of old, from everlasting. Now, looking back upon it, we think, oh my, this one who walked up and down through the eternities, this one who walked through the ages, so limited himself, it tells us in the book of Philippians, he laid aside all of that and humbled himself and entered into the body of a woman. He entered into an egg of Mary. His father was the godly seed, but he entered into a body of a woman, laid aside all of his glory, and he came through everything you and I came through, even the 9 months in the mother's womb, he came through. And when he came forth as a babe in the cave, it was a cave, I'm sure, not a stable made of wood, but of a cave. And they have built the Church of the Nativity over it, and probably that is the right cave. But he went, that's where they kept their animals. And as he was born in there, because there was no room in the inn, he didn't come forth knowing how to walk, knowing how to talk, knowing how to rule the world. He came forth a little baby that had to learn to walk. He had to learn to talk. He had to learn everything you learned and I learned. Plus, he had to learn who he was in the Word of God as he grew up. Now, This is the ancient prophecy, and Herod asked them, where's he supposed to be born? Well, Bethlehem. And here is that ancient prophecy from Micah himself. Therefore, Micah 5:3, well, we'll start with Micah 5:2. Thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, which are little among the thousands of Judah, out of thee shall one come forth unto me, unto God, that is to be ruler in Israel. You can't take it away, folks. He is their King, Messiah, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she who travails has brought forth. Then the residue of his people shall return unto the children of Israel. He prophesies of a time that even this one will give them up until a traveling. I believe that traveling is the traveling of the last week before he does set up his kingdom on earth. The travail of the future now, of the time of what we call the tribulation. Then the residue of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. The residue of his brethren. He calls them his brethren. His brethren, the Jews. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of Jehovah, in the majesty of the name of Jehovah his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. That's a prophecy concerning when he stands over Israel as ruler. And this man shall be our peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land. We're not going into it right now, but the Assyrian is the Antichrist. And they shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod in the entrances thereof. And he shall deliver us from the Assyrian. He will deliver them from the Antichrist when he comes into our land, the Assyrian, and reaches within our border. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples as dew from Jehovah, as showers upon the earth, that tarry not for man, nor wait for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob, that's the remnant of the Jews, shall be among the nations in the midst of many peoples, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who if he go through, treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and there is none to deliver. Let thy hand be lifted above thine adversaries, and let all thine enemies be cut off. There is a time when the enemies of Israel will be cut off, and there is a time when their brother, the King Messiah, will deliver them from those things. These are all prophecies. And the book, especially of Matthew, he goes into the prophecies and he shows then to the Jews that their King Messiah did indeed come. He did indeed offer them a kingdom. The rules of those kingdoms he gave at the Mount of Beatitudes. And he presented it all the way through to them, their king. Now we'll go back to the Word of God and read more about what happened when he came the first time. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, the Magi, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Who? The King of the Jews. Where is he? What time did the star appear? And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. This is not an infant. This word here is an older child. Some think he may even be as old as 2 when the Magi came to him. They didn't come in the stable. That was the shepherds that came in the stable. The Magi came later. And when you have found him, bring me word that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed and said, lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now, I believe that this is just a miraculous star. It takes away all questions if you just consider it as a miraculous star. It was a miraculous sign. And they followed it. They were looking for it because Daniel the prophet, the chief mag, The Rab Mag had told them it was coming. They've been looking for him for hundreds of years. There are some who say, well, the stars were all lined up and this happened and that happened. Maybe so. I don't know. But if you just make it as miraculous, it takes away all the questions. You don't have to. And this star came and stood over where the young child was. How would some kind of a spectacular alignment of the stars, how would they come and stand over one house? I don't know. But I know for sure that it did stand over one house because that's what the word says. And it came and stood where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. They were believers. They believed that the King of the Jews had come. They may have been Jews themselves. They may have been Jews who were still in Babylon because the Jews didn't all come home from Babylon until 1948 when the Jews came back home and they were literally kicked out, you might say, of Iraq where Babylon was. So they could have been Jews that were remembering way back when Daniel said this, or they may not have been. I don't know. It doesn't say they're Gentiles or Jews, but it stands to reason they might have been Jews if they were exceedingly happy that the King of the Jews had come in answer to the prophecies. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child and Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Fine gifts, wondrous gifts. And these gifts, valuable gifts, are going to be used to finance a trip that God tells the Holy Family to make. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, see how God uses dreams? They, the Magi, departed into their own country another way. Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin, told to me, before Jesus comes, that it will be a lot like it was before his first coming. There will be the appearance of heavenly visitors. There will be appearances and there will be dreams. There will be angels. There will be people caught away to heaven and come back and give a notice of it. But here we do see how God guides in dreams and how he guided Joseph. And being warned of God in a dream that they, and he guided the wise men, that they should not return to Herod, they departed to their own country another way. And when they were departed, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Why? Because Satan was seeking the young child to destroy him. Satan was seeking to destroy the young children when Moses was born a babe. Satan was trying to destroy the Christ child. He's always trying to destroy the plan of God, and he oftentimes does it in the killing of babes. Who knows how many leaders we've lost in the killings that go on now, but praise God, there always is that God has spoken of, and he is presented as the King, and the Magi's came searching for the King of the Jews, and they found him. Merry Christmas. Shalom.